This is St. Louis Public Radio. Maplewood's funky business district and central location are attracting young families. That means rising home prices and more students in the Maplewood-Richmond Heights School District. As a result, the school has become whiter and wealthier as Maplewood experiences gentrification. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on how families and school administrators are grappling with the growing pains.
Laney Shankelberg didn't buy this house in Maplewood with the intention of raising a family in it. With four kids ranging from a few months to 9 years old, plus a cat, a day off from school can mean a noisy living room.
Oh, we're going to dump them all out. That's great. We love it when you do that.
When it was time for their oldest, Xavier, to start school more than 5 years ago, Laney and her husband Eric first considered private options. But then a friend convinced them to check out Maplewood Richmond Heights Early Childhood Center.
And it was surreal. They had an organic farm. They had chickens. They had these little houses in the playground. The campus was phenomenal.
Enrolling Xavier was easy. Getting their third child into pre-K required standing in line early in the morning. Despite their crowded living room here and the full preschool nearby, the Shankelbergs love the community and their neighborhood full of other young families.
We actually considered moving a few years ago because we're running out of space with all of these children, and we've decided we like Maplewood so much that we're just going to put an addition on this house and stay where we are.
Families all over Maplewood are making those same decisions. They're buying houses, putting on additions, and sending their kids to the public school district. Enrollment in MRH has been rising for 14 years after more than a decade of smaller and smaller classes. It follows a steady improvement in the district's academics since the early 2000s. Superintendent Karen Hall didn't anticipate such large class size increases in her small district when she began 8 years ago.
It's a unique position to be in where you're growing. And it's like, well, you have to be concerned. Yeah, but, you know, it's gentrification on one side of the coin. And on the other side of the coin is urban renewal, you know, depending upon who you talk to and what they think about.
MRH's student body has been a mix of white and minority students for decades. But more and more new students filling desks are white, and even more so, they're wealthier. The number of kids who qualify for free or reduced lunch, a metric of poverty in schools, has stayed mostly steady for two decades, but they're now a smaller percentage of MRH students. Home prices in Maplewood have risen to be $100,000 more than they were a decade ago, an increase outpacing the rest of the region.
It's hard because I am grateful that people are moving here. I will never, ever say that I'm unhappy about that, ever.
With the rising home values and more businesses comes more funding for education, which Hall says has allowed her to hire great teachers and expand extracurriculars. Hall and school board members know that same revitalization that's adding more funding for schools is also straining some longtime residents. Linda Robinson graduated from MRH High School in 1987. Her daughter attended magnet and private schools in the city before eventually graduating from MRH. Now Robinson's granddaughter is a sixth grader in the district. The three of them share a two-bedroom apartment behind the Schlafly Brewery with boxes stacked in corners of the living room.
I'm like, that's fine. Because at the end of the day, my granddaughter's going to Maplewood School District, and that's what matters.
Her daughter is hoping to move out next year, but Robinson says it'll be a challenge to find an affordable place.
Even though we have nice apartments in Maplewood and Richmond Heights, a two-bedroom could start off at $1,200 a month. So, okay, you know, do I take a chance and try to afford this every month so my child could be in the school district, or what do I do?
Superintendent Hall and the school board are advocating for affordable housing policies with city leaders in Maplewood and Richmond Heights. Gentrification is on the minds of young parents in the district as well. Like many of the families moving to Maplewood, progressive policies and the diversity of the district was another big draw for the Shankelbergs.
I think that we are mindful that, you know, we could be part of the problem, or we could use that, you know, position that we have in order to advocate for equity and inclusion and make sure that we are doing everything that we can to help maintain equity throughout the district.
A bond measure is likely to be on the ballot this spring. It'll ask residents to approve funding to expand the middle and high school campus to make room for its growing class sizes. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.